Oh, if I had a pound for everyone who has ever said to me that they just want to feel like their old selves again. It is such a common sentiment and one that I hear over and over again when my clients and members are setting goals for themselves. So today, I really want to address this. What does it really mean when we say this to ourselves? How can we begin to find our way back? Plus, my alternative take on this, which may actually lead you in a different direction entirely. Welcome to the Busy Woman's Guide to Fitness and Wellness, a space where we celebrate you exactly as you are right now, while also looking at realistic and achievable ways that you can increase your fitness, improve your nutrition, and bring more wellness into your busy schedule. We tackle a whole range of subjects from diet culture and healthy weight loss, right through to how to stay motivated, reduce stress, balance fitness and life, and ways to get the most out of your fitness routine. This is your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation, perfect if you're a busy woman who sometimes struggles to find time for yourself and who would love to develop a positive mindset and a consistent fitness and wellness routine. I'm Alex, your host, women's fitness and wellness coach, founder of ChickFit, mum of two, lover of chocolate, wine and exercise, and believer that we can all find balance in our busy lives. Well, hello there. How are you this week? Great to welcome you back. And I am so excited to talk about this one today because it is something I hear people talk about all the flipping time, about how they want to get their old selves back or they just want to feel like their old selves again. Before we do that though, this is week two of Membership Month, or Membership March if you wish, where I'm going to be sharing some special offers with you throughout the month as a welcome gift when you come and join me inside the ChickFit Members Club. This is the perfect place to get your spring fitness campaign kicked off. So if you are fed up of going round and round in circles with your fitness, if you want to start to see real results without needing tons of time, if you are not quite sure where to start and you'd love the support to get you started and help you get your mojo back, or you've frankly just had enough of constantly being on and off that damned fitness wagon and you're ready to improve your relationship with fitness and with your body, then this is the place to do it, because not only are you going to get the structure that you need through the programs that you're going to find inside, whether you're a beginner or you're more experienced, but you are going to get all of the support that you need to finally nail that fitness routine and feel like your very best self. And this week, as a special welcome gift, you'll not only get everything that's inside the Members Club, but you'll also get your hands on a free 14-day nutrition reset meal plan, complete with all the recipes that you need. This is going to help you to get a handle on your nutrition, cut those sugar cravings, and skyrocket your energy levels. So you'll not only feel so much healthier, but you're also going to be in a great place to get to work on building that fit, strong, and healthy body too. If you are ready to go, now that the days are getting a bit longer and spring is on its way, just head over to chickfit.co.uk/members club and I will look forward to welcoming you on the inside. Right, on to this week's episode. So, getting your old self back. It's a really common thing, isn't it? It's the thing that a lot of people say to me, you know, when I'm doing goal setting with my clients, with my members, it is one of the things that people bring up most often. I mean, you know, weight loss is in there, getting toned up is in there, feeling fitter and stronger is in there. But the way that a lot of people kind of word it is, I just want to feel like my old self again. And this is something that, you know, we particularly are going to recognize in transitions in our lives. Not always, but I think that those kind of transitional phases are some of the key ones where we really sort of start to feel like this. It can be as a new mum, you know, we're maybe in uncharted territory post-pregnancy. We've got a small child suddenly dominating our waking and actually our sleeping hours as well, right? And we end up feeling like we've kind of lost a bit of a sense of ourselves, that our bodies have changed, and that we're maybe losing touch with who we used to be before this small person upended our lives. Or it also happens a lot with women going through the post-menopause transition. So sort of once we hit our 40s onwards, and you know, we're experiencing maybe upheaval in our emotions. We're trying to navigate this brand new phase in our lives. Maybe we've got kids who are getting older and need us less. And maybe we feel again like our bodies are changing in front of our eyes and we might be struggling to maybe lean into that aging process. That's another really normal phase where we feel like we just want to be like our old selves. And of course, it's really natural that at those moments, we want to head back to something that felt maybe a bit easier, maybe a bit less complicated, maybe where we felt a bit more balanced, you know, a time where we maybe felt like we had more control over our bodies, for example, where we sort of felt like we knew what was what, we knew what we had to do to make a change. And that may not be quite so obvious now. And it's also natural that at times like that, we do hone in on our bodies in particular, because they can be a really solid, measurable indicator of who and what we were before. And we're like, well, if I can get back to that body, then I can get back to the person that I was then as well. You know, and it really makes sense, doesn't it? That if we can regain that body we had 2, 5, 10 years ago, whatever it was, then we regain the person that we were then as well. So we start to get super focused on this idea that if we can just get back to our old selves, we're going to be able to feel good again. Makes total sense, right? Except maybe it's not quite as simple as that, because there are actually a few things that I would love you to think about here. Now, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to get our sense of ourselves back, but I think sometimes we don't really look at what this actually means for us. We don't really look at what this entails within our lives, I think. And there's a few little things here that I really think that they're worth bearing in mind if you do find yourself saying that to yourself, if this is something that is a real driver for you. And I want to offer maybe a slightly different way of thinking about things as well, a way of thinking about things which has really started to serve me lately, actually, as well, and which I'd love you to kind of lean into a little bit if you can. So I think the first thing is, well, it's a question really, more than anything. When you were your old self, this old self that you want to get back to, did you actually appreciate it at the time? And this is a funny one, isn't it? Because, you know, for example, when I was, I mean, I'm going to say my early to mid 30s, when I was at my thinnest. So I'd had my daughter, she was maybe a couple of years old. And, you know, I'd lost the baby weight. I was quite small. I was obviously dieting all the time to achieve that. And I very clearly remember that even though I was a lot smaller than I am now, I still thought I should be smaller. I still wasn't totally happy. I was still looking at myself in the mirror going, oh, God, come on. These thighs still aren't thin enough. I need to go harder. I need to do more. And we can do that with, you know, not just the way we look, but lots and lots of aspects. Like when we're there and we're looking at photos, like we'll look at photos of ourselves at the time and we'll be like, oh, God, I look awful. And then those same photos we might look at now with a bit of distance between us and we're like, oh my God, why did I never appreciate? Why did I never appreciate what I looked like then or you know, who I was then or any of those kind of things? And it's that old thing, isn't it, of not recognizing what you had even when you had it. And, you know, I tend to think that we'll sit here now going, oh, I wish I was like I was when I was 35 or whatever that is for you, whatever that like 10 plus years time ago is for you, and really romanticize it. And then what's going to happen is in another 10 years time, we're going to look back at ourselves as we are now. And we're going to be like, why didn't I appreciate that when I had it? What was wrong with me? Why was I complaining? Why was I trying to be like my old self? I was fine. I look great. And I think maybe one of the things that we need to start doing here is actually appreciating ourselves at all phases, is allowing ourselves to evolve and to change, to be okay with the fact that as our life and our circumstances shift, then we are allowed to as well. And I think this one for me is really about looking towards those positive opportunities that we have now, you know, that opportunity to learn from who we have been, to build on that experience, to maybe create something even better for ourselves. Because you know what, going back to me, like my old self when I was in my early to mid 30s, and I was probably as thin as I ever have been, maybe since I was like 15 or something, but I wasn't necessarily 100% happy because I was on a diet all the time and I was struggling with my body image all the time. And I was still feeling like I wasn't good enough all the time. And oh my God, I doubted myself and I questioned myself and I didn't have the confidence to put myself out there. And, you know, all of these things I look back at and yeah, I could be going, oh, I wish I was like my old self again. I wish I was that thin again. But actually, there's so much about me since then that has changed in a really flipping good way that I get to actually be positive about where I am now. But I get to look at where I am now and go, actually, hang on a minute. do I really want that? Or do I want to be in a position where I have learned from my experiences, I've learned from who I was, I've learned to become more comfortable with my body, I've learned to have more confidence in myself. I've learned all of these things, and I'm really grateful to my old self for that. I'm really grateful for all the lessons that I've learned from my old self for that. But that doesn't mean that I should be craving being like my old self again, because this new self is also okay. This new self has different and more experiences, and this new self has an opportunity to create even something better for myself as well. So I think that's really important that, you know, we are always looking back and thinking that a previous version of ourselves was a better version of ourselves. And we need to appreciate that actually us in the here and now is pretty damn good as well. And it's okay to celebrate where we're at now. Even if it's not exactly what it used to be, it's okay to move on. And I think also part of this is, you know, when we're looking back and we're going, oh, I just want to feel like my old self again, we're often saying that that previous version was better, was somehow a better version of us, you know, and we often hone in on our bodies as being the problem with this, right? Oh God, look at my tummy after I had a baby. Oh God, look at the fact that I've put some weight on since I started the menopause. You know, God, back when I was smaller, I was better. I was more worthy. I was allowed to be more confident. And when I finally get back to that size again, get back into that body again, I'll be able to feel confident again. But the problem with this is that our bodies change. They change in pregnancy. They change as we get older. And that's just something that happens. We can't spend our lives chasing something that we used to have, you know. And one of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves really is to learn to be okay with ourselves wherever we are right now. And that doesn't mean that we can't change it. But actually trying to shoehorn ourselves back into a previous version of ourselves may not be the best thing for us. You know, and sometimes when we recognize that, we get to create something even better for ourselves. And I think this is the thing that I am really trying to lean into right now is I'm never going to be as small and as thin as I was then because I'm not prepared to do the things that I was doing at that time to be in that place. I'm not prepared to go hungry half the time. I'm not prepared to diet all the time. I'm not prepared to beat myself up constantly for eating a cake. You know, I'm not prepared to do those things anymore. But that doesn't mean that I can't still have a body that I'm proud of. I can't still work on it as it is in the here and the now. That I can't still create something better for myself and create more confidence for myself. And certainly as I get older, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting more confident. I'm getting more confident all the time. And that's because I am allowing myself to be okay with where I am right now. And if I forever chase that previous version of myself, then I'll never get there. I'll never feel that kind of comfort and confidence in who I am at the moment. So I think it's really, really important that we do that. And I think sort of the final bit of this for me is that we maybe look back with rose-tinted glasses on the circumstances that we had back then. So we look back in rose-tinted glasses because that is easier than being with our feelings about where we are right now. You know, and we did. Our previous self did exist in different circumstances, you know, particularly if we have had a baby, for example, like our life has changed completely, completely and utterly. We have gone from being, you know, completely free. I mean, obviously, you know, work and stuff like that, that has to happen. But, you know, generally we're like, we get to choose what we do. We are not beholden to somebody else all the time. We, you know, if we want to go to the gym every day after work, we go to the gym every day after work. Not a problem. We can probably do that, still go out drinking with our friends. Job's a good one, right? Our circumstances changed. We are living in not only different personal circumstances, but actually different world circumstances as well. You know, the world is not what it was 5, 10, 15 years ago. And so we are allowed to adapt to that. We're allowed to adapt to these new circumstances. You know, and I think when we're always looking back, it becomes very hard to do that because we have this rose-tinted view of, oh, it was better back then. I was better back then, without recognizing that actually our circumstances have changed and that we need to work with that. You know, we need to look at where we are in the here and now, take the wisdom that we've built and the things that we've learned and use that to create something that works for us right now. And that may not be being our old selves. And I think that's really where I want to get to in this, where I want you to get to in this. And, you know, it's this idea that we actually get to step into a new version of ourselves, that maybe feeling like our old selves again is not the thing that we need. Maybe we're looking at that with these rose-tinted glasses. Maybe our circumstances have changed. Maybe life is different for us now. Maybe we are a different person. Maybe we've learned a lot about ourselves. And that means that we get to change and we get to choose. And we're not trying to shoehorn ourselves into this old ideal of who we thought we used to be. Even when we were, you know, knowing that when we were there, it maybe wasn't ideal either. And the thing about looking back wistfully and wishing we could get our old selves back is that it's negating some of the life experiences that we've had since then. It's not allowing us to appreciate that we have grown, we have changed, we have evolved. And I think that when we can do this, when we can stop looking back and when we can start looking forward, when we can start stepping into, okay, I get to be a new, better version of myself, it frees us up. It frees us up to think differently. It frees us up to think about what we want our lives to be now. You know, it allows ourselves to actually become an even better version of ourselves than we have ever been. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here, for example, and tell you that I am fully embracing the aging process. You know, I often can't quite believe that I am slowly, I mean, I'm still a couple of years away, but I'm slowly approaching my 50s, for God's sake. You know, I'm in an age now where even when I was 30, 35 years old, I thought was pretty old. And yet I do feel good in myself right now. I don't actually want to go back to who I was in my 30s because I have learned so much about myself. I've taken those experiences and I've evolved and I've changed. And I know that I get to be an even better version of me. And I'm really ready to embrace the opportunities that I have now, you know, embrace more freedom now that my kids are getting a bit older, ready to embrace the wisdom that I've collected over the years because of the experiences that I've had. Ready to embrace the ability to start saying F it to some of the things that have maybe hemmed me in previously. And this is an opportunity that we all have. You know, instead of yearning to be like our old selves again, how about stepping into the excitement of discovering your new self? How about stepping into actually being able to decide what that looks like for you and freeing yourself up to actually dream big? And you know what? I am still on that journey right now. This is definitely a process for me, but that's absolutely what I'm working on right now. I'm excited about this new self. You know, I'm excited about what I get to be next, who I get to be next, about discovering more about myself. And I hope that now you might be in that place as well. You know, I really hope you enjoy thinking about what that's going to look like for you. Right, before we finish, if you are ready to feel like your very best version of yourself right now, then don't forget the Chick Fit Members Club is ready and waiting for you. And if you do join me this week, don't forget that you'll also receive your bonus gift of a 14-day nutrition reset meal plan. So all you have to do is head to chickfit.co.uk/members club to join me. And as always, I'm going to love you and leave you, and I'll see you back here again next week. Thank you so much for joining me today, beautiful people. If you have loved listening in and want to make sure you don't miss out on future episodes, then simply subscribe or follow the podcast on your favourite podcast player right now. You can also come and join me on the socials at Alex Chickfit, and I'll see you again next time.